Part 1. Section Tests. Page 28. Section 4 Test. Access to information from written texts.
A university for all. All around the world, people have been waiting for someone like Shai Reshef to come along. Reshef is the founder and president of the University of the People, UO People, a free online university that enrolled its first class of students in 2009. UO People is trying to serve the large numbers of students who have no access to traditional higher education. Some can't afford it, while others live in countries where there are simply no good universities. Also, there are those who live in remote areas and don't have access to higher education unless it is online. In short, for many people, this is the only possible way to get a higher education. The university takes advantage of the free open access resources that are available online. Students don't need scholarships because they only have to pay a small application fee and a small sum for final exams. Otherwise, it's free. The only other requirements are a high school diploma and fluent English. Reshef came up with the idea of a free online university when he noticed that many young people work online because so many of them have computers. It has a highly structured program which only needs simple devices, a computer or a laptop, and the necessary software. Some skeptics, however, have been wondering how effective such a learning model can be. In an attempt to avoid this kind of criticism, UO People chose only two courses of study, business administration and computer science, which are practical, straightforward, and can be taught using different methods. UO People has enrolled more than 1,500 students from 136 countries so far. Reshef says he believes that the very act of having students from different cultures working together is a step toward a better world. In accordance with their motto, if you educate one, you can change a life. If you educate many, you can change the world. Reshef hopes this initiative will have a global impact. He believes the university will grow to 10,000 students in 5 years. That seems realistic, as the university now has thousands of applications. Reshef claims there are about 100 million people worldwide who won't have the opportunity to get higher education because it is too expensive. Thus, low-cost online higher education tools are the promise of a better future for many people. What still remains to be seen is whether other higher education institutions will eventually follow UO People's example.